Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We'll get back to the calls, 888-808-1019, a lot of hot stove stuff. Maybe squeezing a little Knicks from last night. Brunson was money. Not that I'm really into the cup. But hey, you have a big game, you want to win it. The Knicks pasted the Raptors. Knicks are playing well. But right now it is time for the Johnny's Report, brought to you by Sullivan Papain. New York strong from the court to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan Papain. We do it once a week here on the BT and Sal Show. So here's the thumbnail sketch for the Johnny's. It's going to start heating up pretty soon. St. John's 5-3. They started the season number 5. I think they were ranked a little bit too high based on Rick and the transfer portal, right? They lost a couple of the tight ones, all to ranked teams, Bama, Iowa State, and Auburn. They've had a good schedule. I was at, I know you know this, I was at the Bourbon Street in Queens on Monday.
Yeah, I've heard about that place. You said it was great.
It's awesome. A lot of fun. I've done a couple of the St. John's NIL events there. I was there Monday with Ozias Sellers and Dylan Mitchell. And just like what they were projecting about the team defense is what I needed to hear. St. John's can score with anybody in the country. They're top 5 metrically in many of the offensive categories. And before the other night, they were putting up basically 95 points a game. While I was surprised, they struggled a little bit with Ole Miss on Saturday. They did win. They won 63-58. And to me, that was good. I'd rather win. And I said this to the guys because I was interviewing. I said, I'd rather win 63-58, ugly, muck it up. It's a character game. The new players need to learn how to play defense under Rick. What's required, what he demands. And I personally think somebody like Sannon, who came from Arizona State, who's a great shooter. Ian Jackson from Carolina. He's played well in spurts. There's more coming. I think the new guys are just struggling a bit to find out their defensive rhythm. I think when it clicks, and it will, I think St. John's is going to be terrific. You guys know that. So Saturday, Iona, I'll be there at the Garden with Mink. Looking forward to that. And then the following Tuesday, the Big East opener, DePaul in Queens, 7 p.m. And that is the Johnny's Report, brought to you by Sullivan Papain. New York strong from the court to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan Papain.
BT and Sal on the fan. Let's take some phone calls here, BT. 888-808-1019. We're talking a lot of free agency, hot stove, all the baseball stuff at the winter meetings. Anthony is in Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Ant?
Happy holidays, guys.
You too, Ant.
Okay, I want to discuss the Mets. I want to ask you guys a very important question, and I hope you can be as candid as possible. Okay?
Yeah.
Who's replacing, in your opinion, who's replacing the home runs produced by Nimmo and Alonso, which equals 63,
yep,
and a combined RBIs of 218?
Yeah.
Who's going to do that? Nobody.
And I mean, two or three guys would be the answer.
My answer's always been, and this goes back to what
I'm talking about at this time right now. Who's available?
I understand, but I'm going to give you my opinion. Forget about, they'll find players, okay? They'll get players. What I said when I first thought that Pete could be gone at some, like a year and a half ago, and maybe on some level should be, I never once said, because this would be idiotic, nobody's going to come in and hit 40 home runs like Pete. Not with the power frequency that it, but you can become a better team, higher average, fewer strikeouts, better defensively, Nimmo left fielder. Yeah, I know we stole some bases last year, but some more steals, Pyre on base, better arm. You're not going to replicate what you lost, but you could still get better, Ant.
Okay, let me ask you this. I agree with you, but I need to ask you, I know it's hard to get into Stearns' head, but based on your experience, you guys have a lot of experience, okay? And you've been around the block, okay? Do you think Stearns thinks that Carson Bench and Jet Williams or Vientos and Mauricio are going to produce those kind of numbers?
Those numbers, no. But I think that Stearns believes, let's say, Carson Bench could come up and help the ball club win games.
Okay, but would you think it would be foolish to believe that Carson Bench can even... I don't even think he can duplicate Nimmo's numbers.
But Ant, you're worried about the numbers. That's the wrong thing. You shouldn't be focused on the numbers because it's not going to be one for one.
Well,
it's
the not numbers produce runs. That produces runs.
The numbers produce 83 wins. It's not good enough. The team wasn't good enough. So it's not.
Was the problem too? We didn't even get into that yet. The pitching.
Yeah, but you know they're going to get pitchers. Here's the thing. I guarantee you, the Mets will have a left fielder and a center fielder and a first baseman. I guarantee you they will fill that. Now, when you take those three, even with Nimmo and Alonso potentially, we don't even know Pete's gone yet, but even with potentially Pete leaving and Nimmo gone, there will be players in their place that will be positive players that will help offset some of the loss. You're not going to have a negative outfielder in left field. You're not going to have a negative defender at first base. Who knows the exact numbers pound for pound, but between the three of those guys, they have to play winning baseball to help the Mets win. Otherwise, Stearns going to get ripped. I mean, that's the bottom line, and thank you for the call, Ant. They've got to win games. But it's not just, well, do the math, and Nimmo does this, and Alonso does this. How are you replacing that even with three different players? There are ways to do it.
Forget about Benj. Forget about Williams. I'm going to put them aside. I haven't seen them play yet. I'm going to look at Beatty. I'm going to look at Vientos, who he brought up. He didn't bring up Beatty. I'm going to bring him in, factor him in as well, and Mauricio. All right. Vientos is not a David Stearns kind of player. He's not. He can't run, can't field. Not his kind of player, period. Mauricio, and I'm certainly up to debate these, but that's I'm just trying to move it along here. Mauricio to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He worries me, and I'm not even talking about his speed, which I don't like at all. He does not look, and I've dived into some of the numbers, so I can't support that. But just the eye test, he's not very explosive. He's actually slow. But more issue to me is how lost he was on off speeds and curves.
He definitely needs more seasoning. Sal. I believe in the potential, but he needs more seasoning.
Okay, fair enough. I can even meet you there. Yeah. I'm not giving up because before he ripped up his knee, he was highly thought of. I get it.
Now, if they trade him, whatever.
Yeah, but you're going to have to if you're going to get something good.
Bottom line is, I would not rely on him to be a contributor, certainly to start the year this year at the Major League level.
Me neither. There are players that come up that show a skill set that I'm like, whether it's on the Yanks, Mets, or other teams, I'm like, I like that player, even if they're not quite ready. My instincts tell me there's very few major league hitters who come up and swing over curveballs by a foot and a half, which he did, and Met fans, you know I'm right, often, and then suddenly shore up that massive hole enough to be an above-average major league hitter. I don't like Mauricio that much. Beatty's different. Beatty's got an arm. Beatty's got a little more wiggle at third base than I thought. Beatty's got blossoming power. His OPS the final few months was terrific. And as he grows to have more of a discerning eye and learns the strike zone more and more and more, of those three guys, I would put big money, unless he's in a trade for Scooble or something, that Beatty is a Met and more productive than both Vientos and Mauricio by a wide margin.
You know, also, and I'm just trying to pull up Simeon's numbers. I know he had a bad offensive year last year, or a down year.
A little bit down, yeah.
But Simeon is going to be better at second base. Talk about productivity offensively than anything the Mets were getting there last year, certainly power-wise.
And speed.
Yeah, he's and defensively as well. So you're already, how the hell do you spell his name here?
S-I-E, it's not S-E or S...
I-E, I can't...
Just put in...
Stupid. S-E-I... S-E, there you go. S-E.
It's like the Isaiah, there's a couple of different... Yeah, throw the I before the A, is there no I?
Anyway, and I know...
Wait, what's that, Hop?
No, if you spell Simeon wrong, it turns to something else, right?
Okay.
Does it?
He hit 15 homers a year ago, but the 3 years before that consistently, I mean, he went 45, 45, 26, 29, 23. So I think you could pencil him in at 20 homers. What did McNeil have last year, Hoff? Can you look that up? McNeil's home runs there?
Yeah,
at
he sucked.
Base?
I mean, I think he had 10 home runs.
So anyway, I think they're going to get a little bit of an uptick with Simeon, a little bit of an uptick with Beatty potentially at third base. I'm okay going into the season with Simeon at second, Lindora at short, Beatty at third, Alvarez catching. You need a first baseman. If it's not going to be Pete, then they got to figure that out. I hate the idea of a Vientos McNeil platoon, but in that scenario, it's going to be somebody massive in the outfield. And really, even if Pete comes back, you still have to get a legitimate outfielder in addition to one of the spots going to the younger players. I've been saying the same thing. One of the spots is going to be Carson Benj, or at least one of the young players. I would say Benj is the favorite right now. That's going to be one of the outfield spots. The other is going to be Soto. The other is TBD. Bellinger, Buxton, Robert. They're going to get a legit Tucker. They're going to get a legit outfield bat to complement Soto and, let's say, Benj. And then the question is, well, what do they do at first base? Is Pete back? Or is he not? That's where the other big move is. It's either, and if Pete is not back, now maybe they have to go out and get a DH to make sure that they get a little bit of a better bat in that regard.
Or Yandy to play first base. We talked about that a little bit, right? Yandy Diaz.
12 home runs, you said, from McNeil?
Yeah.
So you're going to get...
You're going to get more from Simeon.
You're getting more power at second base already.
Yeah.
So they've already upgraded one spot as far as power. Meaning when people talk about, well, how are they going to replace Nimmo?
That's
and
plus Hunter? Eight. Could be more.
Right, great. Let's just say you're plus eight. Or you're obviously going to be minus a lot when if you lose Alonso. But you're also bringing in another player. You're bringing in a center fielder. What were their home run total in center field? I guarantee you.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Yeah, did they hit any?
I think that was the worst center field in baseball.
So I guarantee you that's going to be higher.
Yeah. I agree.
So first base is going to come down a little bit. Second base is up. Center field is going to be up.
I think Beatty's going to hit more.
Okay.
Alvarez stays healthy. Yeah, no, that's why I always look at the other positions here. All right, so a few things real quick. Number one, I like playing a young player or two. I really do. But where I would worry is if that young player's production determines the fate of your season. So you can't have, like, and I know they won't, you couldn't have a situation where it's Benj and Williams.
I know they won't.
I know they won't. Like, if you have a Soto and a Bellinger, or a Soto and a Tucker, or a Soto and a Diaz and a Lindor, like a couple of proven, well, now we can roll Benj out there, see what he's got. So to me, that's number one. The other thing, back to the Simeon, the power, I'm not even looking at the power. And that's obviously a plus in terms of what he'll hit versus McNeil. What I look at is first and second, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, two on, two out, one hop bullet up the middle. We got to snag this thing, turn two. Guess what? Simeon's doing it, and McNeil's not.
Right.
And, like, those are the things that the Mets have to get better at. Their defense. See, we focus so much on, I think, a couple, certainly the Yankees against the Dodgers in the World Series. Like, I mean, it was a high-wire circus act, the way they kicked the ball around. Not covering first base, of course, the pop-up with Judge, the play at third base with Volpe and Jazz. We all know that in the back of our minds, seared forever. But I thought the Mets' defense last year stunk. I did not like it at all. And I think it's going to be a lot better. So because of that, I think you can hit fewer home runs, have a better rotation, be tighter with defense, and maybe be a better team.
BT and Sal on the fan. More of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019. We have some breaking news. What do you got, Huff?
It's a big one.
Oh, give me something good here.
What? Pete?
Yeah.
He's gone.
I can tell by your face.
And there's nothing we could do.
He's gone.
5 years, $155 million, Jeff Passan just now.
Where?
Oh, Orioles.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Me neither. Oh. Me neither. Wow. Man.
Can I just say I freaking hate David Stearns. What the hell are you doing? You moron. Wow. You are the dumbest person in all of baseball.
This is not,
what the hell?
It's not Stearns.
Wow. Oh, my ass.
So wait, five years?
155. The market was freaking set, dude. Yesterday, the market was set.
Except by
Schwarber.
5 years,
155, 150. It was set.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
The Mets
ripping the Band-Aid off.
They ripped everything off.
Well, you know what?
They went waxing.
But they're not ripping a Band-Aid off something that's good. And you don't have a Band-Aid if your skin's not cut. The reason the Mets had a Band-Aid is because they were cut. All right? And now you rip the Band-Aid off because maybe there's a better way to get that skin to heal. Now, maybe there's not. I appreciate Hop's energy. I don't blame you. Evan's going to lose his mind today. Mets fans are going to lose their minds. I respect that. For me, there is a better way to build a team. But Mets fans, I feel you, man.
Let me just tell you something really quick. My ass is a better way to build this team because I've seen many levels of the Wilpon Mets build teams. Rather than go for Matt Holliday, let's go Jason Bay. We can go shorter, cheaper.
You're wrong. Get out of here.
You're both wrong. Everybody's wrong. Everybody butchered this. Everybody butchered Pete Alonso. Everybody's sitting here saying, there's no value. He's not
all right,
good.
Can we
He's
react,
terrible.
Please? We have two shows left here. Are we allowed to react to this on our own? You're going to be here beyond that.
After one.
I mean, let's digest the news here.
Yeah.
I don't want to have the show taken hostage, Hoff. No offense. But let's digest the news here with Alonso. So breaking news.
Wow.
5 years, 150 with the Orioles.
155.
155
right?
with the Orioles.
Got the 150. He got five more.
Mets had their line in the sand drawn.
Yep.
They weren't going to budge on that.
Nope.
We'll get more details on it, whether he goes back or not.
Mm-hmm. Man.
But Pete's gone.
That's a rough
thing to digest.
Yeah, it is. No, I get it, man. What I want to know, and we didn't know this right away with Diaz yesterday, but we will find out hopefully before 2, maybe the next couple of minutes, right? Did he go back to the Mets with a chance to match? Because I believe, and I always said this, did he want to be a Met or did he want to be a Met? There's a big difference in the inflection, and I believe he was so hurt and so angered by the treatment, and I understand that from his point of view, that he's like, if somebody comes correct, I'm out of here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.